Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Fargay's Farms is family, and families pulling together after the devastating loss suffered September 20th. Owner-operators, the Peterson brothers, Brian, Bruce, and Chris, gathered with elected officials and state agency reps this week to talk about farmers' needs after seven tornadoes touched down in Rice County. Bruce, who lives on site, was astounded by the destruction. The whole thing lasted perhaps a minute, but took out a lifetime of work. Fargay's Farms is a several-thousand-acre operation, growing mostly soybeans and corn and raising pigs and cattle. At this point, they're looking at getting their shop put together first.
So it needs to be started early because it's going to take a long time to do all the concrete, all the site work, concrete, all the construction.
They'd like to get concrete down before the ground freezes, but they'll be rebuilding differently.
Well, we had insurance dollars on, but obviously with the three boys involved now, we didn't plan on that when we built the shop and started the grain setup. Well, now it's, we've squeezed and tugged and made it work. And so we'll change things, and it'll obviously cost more.
Builders have told the Petersons they can have grain bins for them by spring.
The builders, they all overextend themselves, and I can't have a grain set that's not complete going into harvest. It's just that doesn't work, and that's not the way we operate around here.
The repercussions will resound all over the state, as storage was already at a premium. The Petersons are looking at $7 million to rebuild. Turkey Growers Association President Kim Halverson, who lost her turkey operation, remarked at the meeting.
In order to do a rebuild, we are going to need to look at some major dollars out there in an environment that's 7.5% interest rate.
Department of Ag Commissioner Dave Fredrickson said ad hoc disaster assistance is an option, but that's up to the legislature. In the meantime, the day-to-day issues include debris inside unharvested cornfields.
So in our case, we're planning on just almost having a person in a skid loader on some of these fields to move debris. That's really the best.
Debris from steel to nails to cabling and insulation can create major problems for their equipment. This means they have to move far slower. As for the fields themselves, with wet weather, that downed corn will start germinating, which causes quality concerns. There's mold issues, and next year they'll have volunteer corn. It's going to take a long time to recover, but there's no doubt they will. They're farmers. That's what they do. Pictures are on KYMNradio.net. Could a quick trip be coming to Dundas? City Administrator John McCarthy said.
The city's pretty excited about the opportunity to work with Quick Trip. They've made a proposal that they are interested in building a facility at the intersection of Schilling and Hester.
Essentially alongside the Menards. Casey's looked at the same location a few years ago. The difference is
they intend to use the entire property. They have been extremely willing to work with the city.
The city's biggest concern was traffic management in that busy area. And the fields are wet, but farmers will be getting out as soon as they can to harvest. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reminds.
Proceed carefully around these vehicles. Don't be in a hurry. If you go to pass one of these vehicles and you can collide with another vehicle coming the other way, or if they're turning into the field.
A car will lose that battle. Dunn had a warning for farmers, too.
They're going to be, wanting to push it, so remember to get your sleep. We don't want you out on the roadways dozing off at the wheel of a big combine or something like that, too. So be careful out there.
News from around the state is next.